Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're on.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Our devotional reading from our Sunday school lesson.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy to be here. All together again.
Give us what we need, oh God. In the name oh God. We love you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. And you are everything to us, oh God. You are our way maker in the middle of no way, oh God. You are our miracle worker, oh God. You are our provider, oh God. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, oh God. You are our all in all, oh God. So we bless you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. Oh God, how we love you, oh God. How we love you, oh God. How we worship you, oh God. How we bow down before you, oh God, and magnify your name, oh God. For you brought us through, God. You delivered us, oh God. You saved us, oh God. We are grateful, oh God. We are grateful. Flowing from our hearts, our gratefulness, oh God. Because you did not have to do it, but you did it, oh God. You did not have to do it, but you did it, oh God. You healed us, oh God. You delivered us, oh God. You set us free, oh God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it, oh God. So we love you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. Oh God, how we love you, oh God. How we bless your name, oh God. How we won't let no rest cry out for us, oh God. How we will open up our mouths and sing glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, we worship you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah is the highest praise that we can give. So now, God, we open up our mouth and say, hallelujah, oh God. 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 In the name of Jesus, we worship you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Oh God. So now, God, now that we've entered beyond the door, oh God, rest in this place, oh God.
Yes.
Rest in this place,
yes.
Oh God. Let your presence be constantly felt in this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the rest of this worship experience,
yeah.
Oh God, so that it will be continued to go higher and higher as you call us,
yeah.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, we will praise you and worship you until the end of our days, oh God, because we know that you are faithful. We know that you are our provider. We know that you are there when no one else is there, oh God. So we are grateful for you, oh God. We love you for that, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. So now, God, we praise and worship you with sincerity in our hearts, oh God. We praise and worship you because we know what you've done for us, oh God. Our praise and worship will be personal, oh God, because you did it for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hear our praise and worship, oh God, and be pleased with it, oh God. Continue to bless us, oh God. Continue to see us in your eyes, oh God. Continue to hold us in the palm of your hand, oh God. We love you today, oh God. We love you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise, oh? Because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
Who I got.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Every word of worship.
With
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise.
Great. While I'm saying that, happy Father's Day to all of our men. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, Deacon Gwen. Amen. He is our oldest father in the household today. Amen. Amen. And then to my father, my dad, Brother Timmons, Happy Father's Day. And then to our own Brother Farrell, amen, Happy Father's Day. Amen. Such a joy, such a joy. We have something for all of you from us, amen. And so we just want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you and we're truly thankful to God that you are with us, amen. And that you are examples of what it's like to be a father, to be a loving Christian man. Amen?
Amen.
So we're grateful to you today. We're grateful to you today. Amen. Well, y'all, it's word time. Amen. It's word time. We were trying to stay on schedule, and I forgot to set my watch so that I could see what time it was. But I don't think we have any other announcements. Let's remember to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Asking special prayer for Mother Betty Walker. She was admitted into the hospital on last night. Praying for Mother Cobb. She's been having problems with her gout. Amen. So we're still praying for the Allen and the Hennessy family during this time of grieving. Amen. And we're just going to continue to pray for Mother Goldsby. Amen. So we're truly thankful to God for giving us this opportunity to come into the house to worship again. Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good? Yes, 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 yes. It feels good. And so we're just grateful. We are still studying from our Sunday school lesson, so I hope you brought your Sunday school book with you. Amen. I'm not changing up the flow because this has been working for us. Amen. It gives us time to study. It gives us time to see what God is saying to us. And then pastor to add just a little bit to help us understand what we have been studying. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So for those of you that are at home, amen, Sister Tamisha was knocked over the computer, so I hope y'all are still there.
Stay there.
Amen. On page 492 of your Sunday school book, and if you don't have a Sunday school book, our printed text comes from Matthew chapter 9. Very familiar story. I have been enjoying teaching because it's like telling a story.
Yeah.
It's been storytelling. Yeah. And I might give me a new profession, Elder Belmont. I might go into the storytelling business. Amen.
Amen.
Because I have been enjoying this time of telling the gospel, telling the word of God through all the stories that have come through in the story in the Sunday school lesson to help us be better servants, Christians, witnesses for our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I need y'all to holler amen one time.
Amen.
Amen. Keep your eye on my phone.
Okay.
So if they start texting back, they can't hear.
Okay. Oh, it's a stand.
It's a stand.
Okay.
Can y'all feel this?
No.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Our lesson today is healed by faith. Healed by faith. Do you all believe, I like talking to y'all now today, I can face you, I can see y'all, I can ask you questions. Do you all believe that God can heal?
Yes.
All right. Can he heal anything?
Yes.
All things?
Yes.
Nothing too hard for God. God can heal.
Yes.
God does heal.
Yes.
God is healing.
Yes.
God has healed.
Yes.
God is going to heal.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
But the Bible tells us that it only happens by faith. It is up to the person that is in need of a healing. I don't know what you stand in need of today, but I want to tell you, before you lift your hands and say, Lord, it's me, check your faith.
Yeah.
Check your faith.
Yeah.
Is your faith a faith that will provoke the Spirit of the Lord to heal,
yeah,
to save, and deliver.
Yeah.
Each of us have been given a measure of faith, but have you activated your faith today so that what you stand in need of, you can receive it? Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are a healer, that you have healed, that you are healing, and that you're going to heal. Come on, y'all. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you honor your word, oh God. And today we are going to align our faith in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our body, in our finances, in our marriage. You, oh God, will heal. We line our faith up to your word today. So, Father, open up our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying. Open up our eyes so that we will see this woman and this daughter and see you like we've never seen you before. Then, God, open up our hearts that we may hide your word in our hearts, that we against you by doubting, by worrying, by walking in fear. Because faith makes all things possible. It didn't say easy. It said possible. So, Father, we thank you for this word today, and we thank you for the visitation of your Holy Spirit that has met us here in this place. Now continue to lead us and guide us as we look to your uncompromising word. Give us understanding. Give us clarity. Give us an open heart and an open mind. And we will bless you, Father.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I pray that the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you're my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God, come on, clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. God is so good and he is so worthy. Our aim for change today tells us that by the end of this lesson, we will be able to examine the nature of the faith involved in the healing of the woman and the girl in these passages. The woman is an unnamed woman. All right? The Bible didn't name her. It just labeled her. Oh, come on now, y'all. I've been talking to a computer for a year and a half now. I got some faces now. I need somebody to say amen and talk back. And come on now. The Bible did not give her a name. They labeled her. How many of us have been labeled? Come on. We at our house now, Lonnie should say, stop fat shaming people.
Amen.
That's a label. Come on. But the Bible, I'm going to go there, so don't lose me now, okay? Because we're going to see, even though she was labeled, God still healed. All right? The little girl, 12 years old. This is who we're going to be looking at. Her dad, Jairus, was a ruler in the church, a pastor, a bishop, a deacon. He was a ruler, an elder. He was a ruler in the church. I can only imagine that he was a God-fearing man, a praying man, a man that trusted the Lord because he went to the Lord when he had a problem. Okay, so we're going to look at their faith on today, the faith of these individuals. And then also we're going to be able to sense the power of God that he may bring healing not only to our lives, but to the lives of the folks we're praying for. Anybody in here praying for somebody to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free? And then by the end of the lesson, we will be able to rejoice in the healing power of God's manifested glory and favor upon our lives. Let's read Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 18.
I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and we're going to read all the way through, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk just a little bit. It says, as Jesus was saying this, the leader of the synagogue came and knelt before him. My daughter has just died, but you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hands on her. So Jesus and his disciples got up and went with him. Just then, a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe, the fringe, touched the fringe of your garment. Grab a hold to the end of your garment. Grab a hold, y'all. The fringe. Is it touching you? Is it touching you? Are you touching your flesh? Are you touching your body? Some of y'all ain't even touched the hem of your garment yet. Come on now. Come on now. And faith is an action thing. And you don't know how God works. God might just come in here and step in your garment. And you just sitting here. So she touched the fringe of his robe. For she thought, if I could just touch his robe, I will be healed. Jesus turned around and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus arrived at the official's home, he saw the noisy crowd and heard the funeral music. Verse 24, Jesus said, get out. Jesus said, get out. The girl isn't dead. She's only asleep. But them foolish people, arrogant, them haters, them naysayers, them doubters, let laughter fill their heart. Verse 25 says, after the crowd was put out, however, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. The report of this miracle swept through the countryside. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Matthew writes a cluster of miracles, one healing narrative inside the framework of another. First, there is the desperate cry of the synagogue ruler for the life of his daughter. Then there's the hopeless woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Both stories are tales of desperation. Each one can stand independently on its own. These narratives demonstrate three things about Jesus. If you don't know nothing about Jesus, you need to know this. He is all-powerful. All
right.
He has all authority.
Yes.
And he is a compassionate God.
Yes.
And his tender mercies are new every morning.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we say, great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
So here we have this lesson before us. And we see that our ruler here of the synagogue, his name is Jairus. And he has a 12-year-old daughter. He left home went to where Jesus was and told him the report of the situation that he knew of when he had left home. Now, when he left home, his daughter was what?
Dead,
right? Why would you leave home and your child is dead? Go to where Jesus is. Faith? That's a radical faith. Because see, some of us would be so distraught, we wouldn't know what to do.
That's right. Amen.
I remember when Pastor Gary passed, he gave me every detail of his homegoing service. And I wrote it down in a book. I'm so glad he told those every detail to his sister in California. Because when the time came, I didn't remember, nor did I know where the book was. So can you imagine this man leaving his dead daughter, getting up, going to find this man from Galilee, Mary and Joseph's baby boy, the carpenter's son, the one I heard that you healed the leper. I heard that you healed the blind man. I heard that you, I was even there when you pulled fish off fish and bread off bread. I even got some. I was even invited to the wedding. I was the officiant at the wedding when you turned the water into wine. I was there. I was there. I saw you. I not only saw you, but I've heard of the miracle. I've seen the signs of the Lord. I've seen the people come and sit at your feet for hours and hours. This synagogue leader, he interrupts Jesus as Jesus was talking to John the Baptist's disciples. Look at what he does here. It says he falls down at Jesus' feet. That's a position of humility. Submission. Saints, we've got to fall at his feet. We've got to get to the place that we need him so desperately. We will interrupt him talking to Elder Beaumont, interrupt him talking to Sister Vicky, and get on our face and say, Lord, it's me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I know you at the hospital with Cousin Betty this morning, but it's me. I need you. We got to get to that place that we get so desperate for God that we'll interrupt what's going on. Do you know how to interrupt him? Do you know how to interrupt him? Oh, Lord, it's me. And my foot hurt. And my toe hurt. And my back hurt. And I just... Is that how you're going to interrupt him? Because I'm going over here now. You got to know how to interrupt him. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. That's an interruption. Shout with a voice of triumph. That's an interruption. Lord God, I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. I bless you with my whole heart. I give you praise. That is an interruption. So we got to know how to interrupt the Lord. Yeah. So Jairus goes in and he falls down at his feet and he says, listen, he says, if you come and lay your hands on her, she will live. Okay, what do we need to hear? What do we need to hear? What is God saying to us right here in this verse? God is saying we need to learn how to invite Jesus into every situation. Wednesday night, we talked about casting all of our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. And then we identified what our cares look like, our struggles, our stresses, our worries, our doubts, our fears, our troubles, our children, our husbands, our marriages, our finances, our job. All of that is stuff that we care about. All of that is situations where God needs to be invited into. You know that he is a gentleman. He's not just going to force his way on you. He can't fix your problem without you even asking him for it. But he's a good God. He's given us the gift of faith. And so he says, I need you to exercise your faith. I need you to add to your faith. And so he gives us these opportunities. He puts these situations in our lives so that we can exercise our faith, so that we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the first thing we need to learn here is we need to learn to invite Jesus into our situation. The next thing we need to do is believe that he can do whatever we ask him to do that's lined up with his word and his will. Now, if you ask it and you don't believe, James say you ask it in a minute. That means you really don't believe. You just ask it because everybody else around you say ask. You ought to ask the Lord to heal you. You don't believe it, but just because everybody keeps saying it, you just say, well, Lord, please heal me. But you don't believe it. So invite Jesus into your situation. Believe that he can heal, deliver, restore, give peace, make a way, turn some stuff around.
Yes.
God is able.
Yes, he is.
God is able. And so the Bible says that Jesus gets up. Right?
Yes.
He gets up. And he's on his way to this daughter, this dead situation. You got a dead situation you're facing? You got some challenges in your life that's dead? Jesus can speak life into anything that's dead. Your marriage is dead. Your mind is dead. Your hope has died. Your joy has died. Your strength has died. Your pocketbook is dying. Your children around you are dying. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Your siblings are dying spiritually. God can and God will, but we got to have the faith.
That's right.
Now look at this. Jairus' daughter was dead. We don't know what kind of faith this 12-year-old had. Y'all see where I'm going with this?
All right.
It was because the faith of her father that God moved. Ask my fathers today, is y'all faith that powerful that you can move God on behalf of your children? If not, let's get it elevated. Let's do what we can do so that when we go to God on behalf of our children, he'll move. So Jesus gets up. He gets up. The lesson says God immediately responds to genuine faith. This is where the church is suffering. This is where the body of believers are suffering because we still don't believe. We don't believe. We believe that he can take care of us to a point. If I move from here, God's not going to be able to see me. If I move from here, he's not going to be able, his authority won't work out there. If I move from here, his compassion won't reach me when I get way over there. My God got big old arms. My God got some big old ears. My God got eyes that can see everywhere. And his authority and his power is not limited to my faith. It is not. He's a big God. He responds immediately to genuine faith because he desires that we should trust and depend on him. Now, that trust is I trust you with everything. It's a wholehearted trust. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my children. I trust you with my career. I trust you with my church. I trust you with everything. I was telling my friend, you know, I admire how you made it through the year. And I said, you know, it was a thing of trusting God. And I'm coming to believe that you kind of had to is you on Facebook? Okay. I'm equating my trust to God as the old saying as being a dumb blonde. Y'all know any of those? They just do anything and say anything and go anywhere and just, you know, happy-go-lucky. And I think that's how I've been living in God.
Amen.
Not making no concrete plans or nothing. I didn't have no plan on how to raise 3 children under the age of 10 at the age of 30. I didn't know. Lord, you do it. All I remember, Pastor Gary is saying, you need to stop hollering so much. And if they don't do what you say, do the second time, then you need to discipline them and stop hollering at them. Because you're hollering, they're not hearing you. So I had that information. Then I knew you don't spank children with your hands. You got to get something to spank them with. So I didn't know that. But some of that stuff that we encountered as they was growing up, didn't nobody know because everybody's child was different from my child. So their advice didn't work for me. But today, they in their 30s. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I mean, there was no books written for us to read on how to raise our children. So that's how God wants us to trust him. All right? Trust him. All right. Verse, let me move on. We got here to verse 2, because I only got a few more minutes. I think I'm at my hour time, right? Okay,
amen.
You talk to me? Thank you. I'm at my hour. All right. Got a few more minutes. The next thing we need to see here is Jesus gets to the house. No, that's not yet. Before he gets to the house, the woman gets healed.
That's right.
All right? We already kind of talked about that. Where is your level of faith at today? This woman spent all of her money. She had been to doctor after doctor after doctor, but she was not hopeless. We've been walking around wearing masks for over a year. And we can't afford to lose hope. Some of us are losing steps and losing teeth and losing sight. We cannot lose hope.
Right.
We got to continue to trust and believe that God, you brought me to this.
Yeah.
You want to bring me through it.
Yeah.
You want to give me grace.
Yeah.
You want to give me strength. You want to give me courage. You want to renew my hope. You want to renew my strength so that I can continue to be a witness for you.
Yeah.
To let this world know that I saw a risen Savior.
Yeah.
And he's in the world today. I know that he's a living, but he's living inside of me today. So Jesus heals the woman. He didn't even do nothing. He was walking by minding his own business. And she, again, humbled herself and stooped way down to touch the fringe of his robe. And virtue left his body. And immediately she was made whole. The disciples were like, all these people standing around here, and you want to know who touched you. There's too many people for us to know. We didn't see. But he said, I know somebody touched me. Are you praying? Is your praise and your worship causing him to say, somebody just touched me? Come on, is your life, are you living a life that God said, somebody just touched me? So Jesus gets to the house, and all the people are there, the little girls, aunties, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, her mama, her godmother, her best friends, she and them, baby and them, they all there. All of them there, teachers, classmates, and they're all crying. Boo-hooing. The man from the funeral home, he even there. He ready to carry her out, wrap her up. Look at what Jesus did. Jesus said, get out. Let me tell y'all something. You need to be careful who's in your circle, in your ear, especially when stuff is dying around you or stuff is dead. Because you don't need everybody speaking into you. You don't need everybody talking over you. You don't need everybody praying over you. Tell them to get out. It might be your husband. It might be your children. It might be your wife. It might be your boo. But they need to get out if they're not lining up to the will of God. Put them out.
Yeah, get out.
I say that whenever I get in the hospital and I can't talk for myself, don't y'all come up there with all that crying. Don't do it. Bring the tape recorder or the whatever and play the praise and worship music. Give direction to the staff. Don't let the music go off, because that's what she's used to. So let the music keep playing. And then when you get in the room, what you need to do? You need to pray. You can anybody in there doing anything other than that, you tell them, get out. Even with our situation, even with stuff going on around us, we can't seem to get it right because this person got their advice, this person got their advice, that person got their advice, and then it's not lining up to the will of God. And you saying, but I'm going to live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. And they still seeking check over you. They still thinking that you'll fall out and you'll lose out. Come, get out. Don't be afraid to tell them to get out.
Yeah.
Might have to kick out some of our children.
Yeah.
Jesus healed this baby girl. And she got up. Do you think she got up and just went about her way? The Bible don't give us no instructions on what she did. But I want to put something on us to think about. Now, you laying in the bed, and you hear people crying over you. Oh, she's dying. Oh, she's dying. And you hear this. And then all of a sudden, you go into this deep sleep. We don't know how long she went. Don't y'all know that after a period of time, if your brain is without oxygen, even after they do wake you up, there's still some things not connecting. You might not be able to talk, might not be able to respond, you might not be able to feel. Y'all, we've been around it. We've seen it. But just imagine it was you. And your eyes closed. And your mouth closed. And your lungs stopped breathing. And you stopped hearing your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters. You didn't hear the music no more. And then the next thing you know, your eyes are open and you are standing. What is your response going to be? What is your response going to be? Come on, what is your response going to be? What is your response going to be? Yes, somebody ought to be jumping up and down right now. Thanking God because God raised us up. Whatever situation that's in your life today, that's dying physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever it is. If it's dying and it's supposed to live and you know it's supposed to live, you need to get to Jesus and invite him in the situation. It tells us today, as we liberate this lesson, that many people in our society are hopeless, helpless, and desperate. Some are drug addicts, prostitutes, alcoholics. Some are homeless. Some are deacons. Some are preachers. Some are ushers. Some are nurses, some are doctors, some are lawyers, some are Sunday school teachers, choir members. Many believers avoid these people because they have difficult times ministering to them because of fear and lack of willingness to be compassionate. How do you think Jesus feels about this avoidance? Where would we be if God had not shown us his mercy? This week, be mercy to somebody else. This week, show compassion to somebody else this week. Remember, it ain't about you. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. How can I help advance the kingdom of God? How can I be a witness? How can I tell this story of Jairus and daughter and the woman with the issue of blood to somebody this week? Lord, give me opportunity. This week, make yourself available to show God's compassion to somebody else. Amen? This week, make it your number one priority. I'm going to be full of God's compassion this week. I'm going to be full of God's mercy and grace this week. And I'm not going to be a fat, stingy Christian. I'm not going to keep it to myself, but I'm going to share it with somebody. Whether it be the mailman, because maybe you don't go out. And the mailman's the only person you see. Maybe the only person you see is the UPS driver. How can I be compassionate to the UPS driver? Leave a bottle of water on the porch that's ice cold and say UPS. Put it in a plastic Ziploc bag. Say mailman. Have a blessed day. Come on, y'all. It ain't that hard. It's real easy for us to show that love and that kindness to somebody else. We are the extension to the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity to enter, God, again into this place of worship. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you're good and you're worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We thank you for this lesson about healed by faith. Help us to elevate our faith, oh God, so that everything that's dead around us or in us, you speak life to it, and it will live. And we will make it give you glory and honor.
Yes, yes.
We will make sure to give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We will make sure to bless your name.
Yes.
Father, we praise you now, and we ask your richest blessings to be upon each of us, Father. Keep us safe, O God, in thy Son Jesus' name. If there's one, Father, listening today who's not received you as their personal Lord and Savior, we pray today that they would open up their hearts to receive you today. Not necessarily become a member of the church, because the church, as we know it, is not the church that it used to be. But that they would accept you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that they would love you and begin to have a relationship with you that would cause them to grow in faith and to grow in grace. We love you, Father. And we appreciate you so much. Let us lift our hands to receive our benediction. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, live by faith every day. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister.
Right here, Brother Gerald, can you tell us exit out for those that need to use the ramp? We'll go through the kitchen so we can use the ramp. Elder Belma is here, and she is going to, we're celebrating Mother Harrison's birthday.